This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Once again, I feel we have a dynamite program for you today because we're going to be dealing with very important global headlines. The first one, doomsday warnings of U.S. economic apocalypse. Also, do global currency to replace the dollar? That's a good question.
Jesus said in Mark 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Where? In all the world. And then Acts 1:80 says, you shall be witnesses unto me to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Oh, yes, Jack. And I think you're probably wondering, why TV?
Rexella and I have traveled 2 million miles in automobiles to preach in 800 different churches. We have had citywide crusades totaling 10 million attendance. We've been in 50 different nations, 1,000 different flights. But ladies and gentlemen, all that combined does not equal what happens in just 1 week through our ministry, because when Jesus comes, it's going to be television that allows the whole world to see his appearing. What? The disciples came to Jesus in Matthew 24:3 and said, what shall be the sign of your coming? Not the signs that point to the sign. And the signs are found in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 17. But they all point to the sign. And that is what Jesus predicted concerning his return to earth in Matthew 24:27, as the lightning shineth from the east unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, a bolt of lightning from east to west. But there's more. His feet hit the Mount of Olives in Zechariah 14:4, and the mountain splits from east to west. That's the sign. And beloved, it's right at the door. Now, even though that happens, it can't be seen unless they see it through television. The only means globally that people can see one event at one time, like they just did the miners in Chile, Rexella, and that's Revelation 1:7. He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, through television, I'm sure. But before that, 7 years preceding it, is the rapture, the come up hither of Revelation 4:1. And we're caught up in the twinkling of an eye to be with Jesus, 1 Corinthians 15:52. 7 years later, we return with him in that event just described as he comes to earth. And Jude 14 says, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. They had no way of saying millions, billions, quadrillions, and all the rest in that day. They just said tens of thousands. And that's an innumerable multitude. And Rexella, preachers don't want to preach it today. Do you know how important this is to God? Listen to Jude 14 again. The seventh from Adam, Enoch, 7 generations into history, has him saying, the Lord will come with 10,000s of 10,000s. And that's when he comes with us to set up his kingdom. And the armies in heaven follow him when he comes as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in Revelation 19:14-16.
Oh, Jack, well, you've heard him speak so very, very often about the signs pointing to the coming of the Lord. Now, let's take a look at something that is happening right now and see if one of the signs about which we're going to be talking is what the Bible speaks about. Doomsday warnings of U.S. apocalypse gain ground. We've always depended on our country's economic situation.
But it's the Word of God. It points to the fact that our Jesus is about to appear. In James 5:1-4, he says, go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. And then verse 4 says, the problem as to why they're weeping is they've heaped treasure together for the last days, and now it's all lost and gone. And that's proven in Revelation 18:10. In 1 hour is thy judgment come. Verse 17, in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught, to nothing. Verse 19, in 1 hour is she made desolate financially, and they're even casting their silver into the streets and Ezekiel 7:19, and their gold is being confiscated. Oh, it's the highest thing right now. It's not going to last, ladies and gentlemen. It's even going to be confiscated. When? In the day of the wrath of the Lord. In the day of the wrath of the Lord, Revelation 16, verse 1, is the tribulation hour after we're gone. The come up hither is right at the door. You'd better be saved. Get ready.
Well, you know, Jack, the United States dollar used to be the main global reserve currency. But, friends, my big question is this. Will it continue its importance in that global currency? Scrap the dollar as sole reserve currency, the United Nations report. And new global currency to replace the dollar? Whew, that is quite a question coming out of the United Nations. And India embarks on project to ID its 1.2 billion people. I'm going to ask Jack, how's this going to affect my life? How's this affect my family? Will the U.S. dollar fail? That's a good question, Jack. Will it fail?
That's Bible prophecy. But before they can do that, money has to become obsolete. And they'll go to a numerical system. Now, let me quote it from the Bible, Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18. He causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead that no man might buy or sell, save he that the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. But Rexella, I was looking at this verse again in the Word of God, and where it says count, it says, let him calculate the number of the beast.
Right.
And you just read about calculations. Now,
right.
America has Jaguar, which can do 1,250 trillion calculations per second. China has been working on one that can do 3,000 trillion calculations per second. But now Japan is coming along with 10,000 trillion calculations per second. A few weeks ago, I said, when we were only doing what America could do, that's 132 pieces of information on all 6,700,000,000 of us per second. Now, with this new thing, get it, it's 700 pieces of information on all 6,700,000,000 of us in the world per second.
Wow.
You think that this bird called the Antichrist won't be able to take control? The Bible says, let the calculations tell us that it's near.
So, Jack, you're actually telling us that we are going to go to a global numbering system.
Oh,
is that correct?
Definitely. Yeah, and that's the very thing that they want to do. Right now, they're going to ID 1,200,000,000 people in India. Hey, Jesus is coming. Get ready.
Oh, my, that certainly pertains to our lives, doesn't it? We need to be looking for that blessed hope. The Lord said, when you see these things, don't be afraid. Look up. I'm coming, and I'm going to make everything right. I want to ask a question. How much do you really know about your faith? Do we really know about our faith? It's so important today.
You need the Word of God. Now, here's what's wrong in our churches. Hundreds of times this book speaks about doctrine, teaching from the book. Why did God write this book? 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 to 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to themselves teachers who will tickle their ears, and they'll be turned unto fables because they did not get doctrine. Then they don't preach the gospel. What is the gospel? That Christ died, he was buried, and rose again the third day, 1 Corinthians 15:3. And that's why Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, the good news about me, death, burial, and resurrection, Mark 16:15. Oh, it's so plain. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation.
Very powerful, Jack. And the Lord commanded us to love everybody, to help everybody, but we need to know where our faith is grounded. We need to know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, don't we? Well, friends, I'm sorry to say that terrorism is still on the rise globally.
What does the Bible say? That the world's going to be filled with terrorism just before Christ comes. That's Genesis 6:11, Matthew 24:37. And the Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter 3:14, "Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." But there's something better than that. Jesus said in Luke 21:9, when you see wars and terrorism, wars and confusion, wars and revolutionaries, be not frightened. Why? These things must first come before what? Verse 27, "Then shall they see the Son of Man, Jesus, coming in the clouds of glory with great power." And verse 30 says, when these things are happening fully, you know my kingdom, this kingdom I'm coming to set up on earth, is nigh at the door. Verse 31. But listen to this. "The generation that lives to see this, you and me, shall not pass from the earth." We'll be the ones alive for the come up hither. And it could be any hour now.
Oh, Jack, how wonderful to anticipate the coming of the Lord. Or do you? Are you really excited about the coming of the Lord? Jesus died for you. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your comforter in these days. How wonderful to know that when He comes, you can be ready. You can be ready. Will you show us, Jack, please, how we can be ready for the coming of the Lord?
Let me talk to all you Catholic folks and Protestants. Pope Benedict just said, there's no other way to heaven except Jesus. Mr. President, you hear that? Oprah Winfrey, do you hear that? Do you evangelicals hear it? You say there are many ways? Jesus alone. Ask Him into your heart now, Lord Jesus, the only Savior in the world. I trust in You now. I thank You for the cross, for Your precious blood to wash me and save me forever. Lord Jesus, today I'm asking You to come into my heart, make me Your child. In Your holy name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. No one can save you but the Lord. That's why He came into the world, to be the Savior of the world. No one can give you comfort but the Lord. He came to be your comforter, your friend, the one who will walk with you in times of trouble. I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. If you did, there's my address. I'll send you absolutely free this little book of First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord wants to walk with you in a new direction. Please let me know. Hasn't this time gone quickly together? How we love coming into your home. And I do enjoy giving you a thought at the end of the program. And this is from my heart to you. May you always have love to share, health to spare, and friends that care. Amen. God bless you. May the Lord be with you until we see you again next week. We'll look forward to that time. And remember, God cares for you. And so do we, so very, very much. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,